Yep. It actually is going to record to your computer, but we'll deal with that later.
Okay. All right. Just so everybody knows, this is recorded. This is also being live streamed on YouTube somehow. So later on, you can rewatch it if you need to, if you're really into it. So you're all public. So just so be aware, this is the public realm, even though you're safely home in your pajamas. So hang on, I got to admit one more. And now I'm going to go around. I'm going to unmute everybody. So I just unmuted you all, I believe. So don't talk unless you need to talk. So so looks like Jerry Fields, iBook G4. Jerry, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Very good. And Bill Emmons, you want to say hi?
Present. Hi.
Betsy Rhodes.
Hello.
Chuck Gunderson.
Yes. Hi.
Betsy Seebeck, I see. Yes.
Hi.
And Scott Woodward.
Here.
And Pam Pickett.
I'm here.
Excellent. Thank you. Cynthia Hewitt.
Yes.
Very good. Richard Martin.
Good evening.
Good evening. Carol's iPad. Who is that? That says Nelson. Is that right?
Nelson, Carol Lampson. Yep.
Okay. Excellent. Great. I'm just going around and muting you as I go. The iPad. I forgot who is that. Who says just iPad on there?
Alan Blackmer.
Alan Blackmer. Excellent. John Peters.
Hello.
Ben Brickner.
Hi, everyone.
Alan Graham.
I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Laura Kent.
Hello.
And Sherman. Okay, very good. John Wright.
Hi, everyone. Sorry, I'm trying to get my video working.
That's okay. It's that little video camera thing that should be down the left. Somebody's named Endine?
It's Kathy Peters.
Kathy Peters, okay. Comes up as Endine, but that's okay. Hi, Kathy.
That's my daughter.
Kathy Hewitt, Karen Hewitt, excuse me. Crystal Etsy, Kristen Etsy.
Hi there.
Hi there. Steve Chamberlain.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to go. I have to go to the waiting room for just a second and let some more people in here. Okay, some more people just got in there. Hang on, everybody. Everybody should be muted. We're just going around here. Phil Deckard.
Here.
Very good.
So
Harold, who's ever coming up? It's Harold Schwenk. Is it Harold Schwenk?
Yes, it is Harold Schwenk. Good evening.
Good evening. John Ricketson.
Yes, good evening.
Evening. Who is Margaret's iPhone? Margaret's iPhone.
Peggy Cannonstein.
Oh, my first. Yes. Hi, Peggy. Very good. Kevin Geiger here.
Yes, hi, Kevin.
Okay, I'm going to mute you again. Hang on. Let's see. Oh. Erica Gephardt.
Yes, that's me.
That's very good. Hi, Erica.
Hi.
Craig McRae.
Hello.
Ann Reynolds.
Yes. Hello.
Lydia Spitzer.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. Cynthia, somebody who's just identified as Cynthia. Whoever Cynthia is should identify themselves. I'm going to go over to Dottie Deans. Dottie, are you there?
Hello?
Aye, okay. Cyrus. Who's Cyrus? Who are you, Cyrus?
Cyrus Benoit, South Pomfret.
Excellent. Thank you. Emily, I take it that's Emily Group?
It is.
Excellent. Back to Cynthia. Cynthia, you are unmuted. You can talk and tell us who you are. Cynthia.
Would that be Cynthia Hewitt?
I don't know. They should be able to hear. Hopefully you can hear me. We'll come back to you. And then I have somebody, looks like they're on the phone, calling in from 3205. Can you say who you are?
That's Ellen DeMurl.
Hi, Ellen. Okay, very good. Okay, that looks like everybody except Cynthia. Cynthia is not...
And Kevin, this is Lindsay Hyde. He didn't identify me. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. I'm looking for you there, Lindsay. Lindsay Hyde. Yes, I see you. Okay, yes.
And John Moore is here, too.
And oh, good. Hi, John. I remember admitting you there. Okay, Cynthia. I don't see who Cynthia is, but as long as Cynthia doesn't give me trouble... they can stay in the meeting. All right. So, Emily, I'm going to unmute you. I don't know if you want to show us your video or not, but if you can just kind of start us off here.
Well, I'm going to call this meeting to order. And as the chair of the select board of the town of Pomfret, we find that due to the state of emergency declared by Governor Scott as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and pursuant to Addendum 6 to Executive Order 01-20 and Act 92, this public body is authorized to meet electronically. In accordance with Act 92, there is no physical location to observe and listen contemporaneously to this meeting. However, in accordance with the temporary amendments to the open meeting law, I confirm that we are providing public access to the meeting by telephone, video and other electronic means with additional access offered through those means. We are using Zoom for this remote meeting. All members of the board have the ability to communicate during this meeting through this platform, and the public has access to listen and, if desired, participate in this meeting by showing there's a hand symbol somewhere on your little box that you can do, or you can speak out to Kevin. Providing public notice of the instructions for the accessing this meeting, we previously gave notice to the public of the necessary information, including how to access the meeting using electronic means in our posted meeting agenda. They have also been posted on the website. We provide a mechanism for the public to alert the public body during the meeting if there are problems. If anybody has a problem, please report the problem and continuing the meeting if necessary. In the event the public is unable to access this meeting, it will be continued to a time, place, and certain. Please note that all votes taken during this meeting that are not unanimous will be done by roll call vote. That being said, this is a hearing and we expect that there will be no votes. And I think you've already done a roll call. And so the next item on the agenda, and there's only this public hearing on the agenda, but we have to ask, is there any public comment unrelated to the agenda for this meeting? And if not, we will then go into the hearing. Any public comment from anyone?
So I've unmuted you all, so anybody can speak now.
And so I think the thing for us to do, this is now the hearing, and I would anticipate that, first of all, the select board is here to listen to the public. And so I would suggest that if anyone wished to speak regarding the proposed zoning bylaws, that they ask to do that at this time. And also Before the end of public comment is finished, I have two documents that I have been asked. Those particular people are not going to be at the meeting through Zoom, but they asked that I read their thoughts regarding the zoning regulation. So after the initial round of public comment, I would ask that Kevin would call on me and I will read those two documents that I have.
Excellent. Thank you, Emily. I'm just going to make sure nobody else is popping on in here to the meeting. And again, you are all unmuted right now, so just remember that. And I'm hoping that you can see my screen, which has the ordinance on it. Scott, so can you see that, Scott?
No, you're not sharing anything right now.
Okay, so hang on 1 second. We'll get over to there then. Okay, so can you see the Pumford ordinance now?
Yes.
Okay, that's just in case anybody has a specific thing and they want us to discuss a specific part of the ordinance, we can move to it and we can all see that particular thing going on. Alrighty. So somebody just drew on there for some reason, and we're trying to, and a PowerPoint is loading for some reason, so we're going to get that out of there. Okay. Alrighty. So. All right. So, let's open it up to comments. I'm going to leave you all unmuted for now, and we'll see how that goes, since it may be a little difficult for you to raise your hand or anything. And hang on, somebody's just joining us here, so I'm going to have to let them in here. Okay. And I'm just going to have them identify themselves. And so whoever just came on as Iris Poli, can you identify yourselves? Okay, Iris Poli, can you identify yourself? Whoever joined and is identified as Iris Poli. Okay. Don't know who that is, but we're going to go back here. I'm going to mute you all for a second. And you can unmute yourself. So now what I've done is you're all muted. And if you want to talk, just unmute yourself. And then we will go. And I'm just going to start at the top here, because I have an alphabetical list. And I'm just going to go down everybody's name, and that way we don't have three people trying to say anything at the same time. So if you have a comment, and then I call your name, unmute, say your comment, just take a little bit. If we have plenty of time, we'll come back to you there. So Alan Graham, do you have any comments? I'll unmute Alan. Alan, do you have any comments?
No comments.
Okay, excellent. Ann Reynolds.
No comment, except that I lost all of you.
You can hear us, but you just can't see us.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, since I can't see what you can't see, I have difficulty.
That's okay.
Something's probably minimized. Okay. Ben Brickner, any comments?
No comment.
Okay.
Thank you.
Betsy, comments?
Which one?
Whoever just talked. Betsy.
That would be me. Well, I really wanted to listen a little bit first.
Okay.
I do have a comment, but if you could come back to me, that would be great.
Sure.
If possible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 1 second here. Oh, somebody's trying to get in. Ellie is getting in. There we go. Nobody is in the waiting room, which is good. Try to keep the waiting room empty. Betsy Rhodes, do you have a comment?
Not at this time. Thank you.
Okay. Bill Lemons, coming to you.
I'm glad you asked. I lost you just for a second there, so I'm not sure if Betsy had any comments.
No, she did not. Not at this time.
Oh.
Betsy Sebeck, we're going to come back to.
Oh, okay. Well, I did write a letter to the select board and from the planning commission. Did everyone get a chance to read that?
Yes.
Well, they're all muted, so they can't answer you.
Does anybody want me to read it?
Why don't you go ahead and read that? Yes, everybody can hear you.
Okay, I'll read it. I'll do my best in this little light here. It was dated today, May 4th, to the select board from the planning commission. To the select board, there have been several listserv messages and a Vermont Standard article with information about the draft zoning bylaw to be discussed at tonight's public hearing. The Planning Commission feels that some of this information has been incorrect or misleading. As you will soon decide how to proceed on the draft, we feel it is important to correct the record immediately. It has been argued that the 2016 town plan completely prohibits any allowance in a zoning bylaw for light industrial uses not associated with home-based businesses in the rural district. We disagree. The town plan does not define industrial uses, nor does it distinguish between industrial in general and light industrial in particular. The draft bylaw does provide these definitions and distinctions consistent with the regional plan. We believe this represents an improvement upon the town plan, as the draft bylaw carefully defines light industrial in a manner that could make these uses appropriate in the rural district under certain limited circumstances. As you know, Pomfret's zoning bylaw need not mirror the town plan in all respects. State law only requires conformance, which has been interpreted by the Environmental Division as requiring overall, quote, harmony, agreement, or compliance, end quote, and not duplication. The town's attorney has advised us accordingly. We believe the draft bylaw easily meets this standard. Moreover, the Vermont Standard article was incorrect in that, quote, the Planning Commission has moved to permit standalone light industrial uses in the rural district. This omits a critical distinction between permitted uses and conditional uses requiring a zoning board of adjustment hearing and approval. The draft bylaw subjects standalone light industrial uses to a rigorous review process and numerous development standards, all intended to avoid adverse impacts, just as the town plan requires. The Planning Commission believes standalone light industrial uses are at least worth considering in the rural district under appropriate circumstances. An example could be future uses of the Prosper Valley School, should that facility be returned to the town. Indeed, standalone light industrial uses already exist in the rural district today. The Planning Commission does not wish to prohibit these uses entirely, but rather allow a narrow opportunity for an applicant to come before the ZBA and have their proposal reviewed under the draft bylaw development standards. Regarding process, a select board member was quoted in the standard as saying the Planning Commission, quote, has not offered an explanation, end quote, for changes made after its July 2019 hearing. This is not correct. Light industrial and other changes were explained in my February 17, 2020 letter to the select board, which was discussed at length at your February 19th meeting, at which the quoted select board member was present. Similarly, in a listserv message, a resident wrote that the light industrial change, quote, was neither formally conveyed to the public nor to the select board, end quote. This is also incorrect. This change was conveyed to the select board and published on the town website in November, ahead of the select board's January hearing. It was discussed at the January hearing and at multiple select board meetings thereafter. In the same listserv message, it was stated that a sound standard was deleted, quote, as one of the recommendations made by the Planning Commission, end quote. This is misleading. The commission recommended a 70 decibel standard, which was taken from the Woodstock zoning, in its November 2019 draft to the select board. This standard was in fact strengthened after the July 2019 hearing in response to a public comment by this individual who sent the listserv message. Moreover, deletion of the sound standard was a unanimous decision of the select board as one of three options presented by the Planning Commission. The same listserv message also states that, quote, all sound limits have been removed from the regulations, day or night, every day, any sound, regardless of how loud is allowed, end quote. This too is misleading. The current bylaw does not contain a sound standard. The draft bylaw maintains the status quo in this respect. Moreover, current bylaw and the draft bylaw both prohibit nuisances. Some sounds at certain times and or certain volumes would be prohibited under the draft bylaw. And among the many things that the ZBA can require of an applicant during a conditional use review under the draft bylaw is a noise impact analysis. As you know, the draft bylaw has been in progress for several years. It was developed by the Planning Commission with advice from two professional planning firms and legal counsel. It also has been discussed at two prior hearings, many meetings of the Planning Commission, and several meetings of the Select Board. Following so much public process, the Planning Commission is surprised by the late attempt to delay adoption of the draft bylaw indefinitely. And we are dismayed that this has resulted in inaccurate and misleading comments being made to the detriment of both the interested public and the Select Board, who now must decide how to proceed. As you do so, we urge you to focus on the following questions. Was the process legal and legitimate? Thanks to Two Rivers and the town attorney's guidance, we know that all legal steps have been properly taken. Whether the process has been legitimate is for the select board to decide. We believe it has been. There will have been three public hearings and numerous public meetings as of tonight. This has afforded ample opportunity for public input and more opportunity than is required. Is the current draft better than the alternative? We believe so. A survey of residents' views on future development has been proposed, as have amendments to the town plan. These are excellent suggestions, and they can inform future revisions of the zoning bylaw. But if either is to be completed before action is taken on the current draft, the town must be prepared to live indefinitely with the current bylaw. This document is out of date and already has been the focus of dispute, resulting in substantial legal fees. We believe there is considerable risk in delaying the current bylaw replacement much longer. In another listserv message, the select board member stated that the life of the draft bylaw can be extended indefinitely. This is not accurate. Bylaw amendments not approved within a certain time are deemed disapproved under state law and must restart the adoption process. The current deadline is July 23rd. Which might be extended a short while under the governor's COVID-19 emergency order. But the town attorney has advised against relying on this uncertain possibility and expressed his preference that the town meet the original deadline if possible. We believe the select board should assume the July 23rd deadline remains in effect and that any further delay will require the adoption process to begin anew, leaving the current zoning bylaw in place for months or even years longer. Thank you for this opportunity to provide our feedback. We look forward to hearing additional input at tonight's meeting. For the Pomfret Planning Commission, William Emmons. Okay, you can mute me now.
Okay, I'm muting you. And I'm just gonna go down my list and then we'll go back to the top as needed. And so Bob Crean, I have you, or at least I have somebody that looks like you. Are you there, Bob?
I sure am. Good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm late, just checking in.
Do you have any comments on the bylaw?
I don't at this moment.
Okay, that's all right. If you think of later, we'll come back around.
Thank you very much.
So, Bob, so if you can mute yourself there, Bob, that'll be good. Try not to skip anybody here. Carol's iPad. Who's ever Carol's iPad?
Nelson. No comments now.
Okay, right. Charles. Charles, do you have any comment?
Chuck?
Chuck, yes. Chuck Anderson.
No comment except to say to Billy and the Planning Commission, thank you for this tremendous amount of work that you've done, not just on this, but over the years. You've put in so much time and so much effort. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. I'm going next to Craig McRae.
Yes, I just have some questions about what types of businesses, for instance, specifically would be likely to be admitted under this bylaw, and also are there any businesses now interested in approaching the town for this? Are there actually discussions going on about people opening light industrial businesses in town?
Okay, that's a good question. Of course, I'm moderating, so I can't answer. I don't even know the answer. So I'm going to send it over to Bill as the head of the Planning Commission. So Bill, if the Planning Commission has responses regarding the types of businesses and whether there's any kind of waiting in the wings there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, there's nothing in the wings. There are a few businesses in this town that are existing that are not home-based. And the kinds of businesses are basically the same as we already have. There's some small businesses that are a paint shop for cars. There's a number of people that have construction, and that's been ongoing for years. They have yards or whatever that are not basically where they live, and so it just opens up an opportunity. With the word industrial, that always tends to set off a few, you know, firecrackers, because anything that is commercial basically is industrious. Whether you're a barber or a doctor or a dentist or whatever, everybody has an opportunity to be industrious. And so the state chooses to use that word. So any business, I suppose, that is small enough, that doesn't make a noise, that doesn't bother the neighbors, that fits into the use, the needs of our community, provides opportunity for employees and serves the community, I think would be probably allowed under certain circumstances. I don't think of any at this point. We don't really have too many, but I think it opens an opportunity. Does that answer your question?
Well, somewhat. I've lived in a bunch of New England towns and I've seen these things come down, and sometimes they've been really destructive. But it sounds like what you're doing here is trying to clarify legal protections. Is this why we're doing this? Is this why this is happening?
To clarify legal protection?
Why does this have to happen now if you've already been doing it for 30 years? Why is this happening now?
Well, over time, the state mandates certain, planning requirements that towns basically need to incorporate. We originally had to designate an industrial zone, I believe it is, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin, in our town, or a district. And we hemmed and hawed on that as to, well, exactly where would that go? South Pomfret was about the only logical place, since that's got three-phase power, but it's limited in many respects to any kind of industry, whether it be a woodworking shop or anything of that sort. So we did designate South Pomfret, although I don't think it's ever going to amount to anything. That's pretty much been industry down there in the past. When I was a boy, there was a garage, Mr. Moxley, and woodworking, carpentry headquarters for a fella. So the industry that we would allow in rural areas, I suppose, you know, it may not happen. I don't know, but if it does, it's going to be carefully controlled by